Hi, how are you? My name is Maria Aldama and I will be talking to you about Snapchat and my love for it. So, if you take a look at Snapchat, you can definitely tell there's been a lot of updates and changes made throughout the app, and you can tell that everyone uses it every day just by looking at their streaks or even looking at their stories. Everyone uses Snapchat every day. It's crazy because you can even locate your friend, and honestly that sounds kind of creepy, but I mean, what if you are trying to find your friend and they won't answer your phone calls or they won't reply to your texts? You can just go on the map and you can easily locate them. So Snapchat, when I first created my account, which was back in 2014, I didn't even know what to capture for my story. I didn't know anyone's username. I didn't know anything, but I remember when I added my first friend, which was back in middle school, we would Snapchat each other with pictures or we would just chat, and it was just a regular boring old Snapchat. But as 2016 came along, that's when Snapchat changed its whole game. There was filters, there was more stickers available, there was also little bit emojis where you can recreate yourself using a emoji, but that wasn't the case for me because I had an iPod Touch, and that wasn't available for iPod Touches back in 2016. I don't know the reason why, but I just know mine would never update. So I was pretty mad, but I was lucky enough to get my first iPhone 6S for my birthday. I didn't even know, I didn't even ask for a phone, but my parents just, I guess, decided to buy me a phone. So I remember the first thing I did, which I still remember till this day, was I downloaded Snapchat, of course, and I used the dog filter. And if you remember, or if you ever saw anyone in the street taking a selfie or sticking their tongue out towards the camera, you would be like, what the hell are they doing? Well, they were using the dog filter, and that's what I did. I took a video of myself and I used the Snapchat filter, and I still remember to this day, and I'm pretty sure I even have it saved in my memories of the photos. The photo images, where you can save all your photos or videos. And I remember once I got that filter, it was overwhelming because more and more and more filters came coming through. So everyone was, all you could see in someone else's story was dog filter, or heart filter, or just random filters. And I think that honestly was pretty good because, for me at least, I could say, because let's say I wasn't feeling myself one day, I didn't like how I looked, or I felt that I just didn't look good, and I wanted to take a picture with my friend or something, honestly Snapchat came through well because I could just use a filter and just put it all on and just take the selfie or video and just put it on my story, and I was good to go. Then I remember noticing that Instagram started updating on my phone, and so did Facebook. I don't even go on Facebook anymore, but even when I do, I saw the new update, which was they had added stories, they had added filters, exactly like Snapchat. So I was like, what? That was kind of I guess not random, but it was kind of why would they do the same thing, you know? But I never even used it because I'm I already have Snapchat. So what's kind of the point? Am I going to have three Snapchats? I don't need three Snapchats. I have the real Snapchat. And I honestly thank Snapchat because without them, I wouldn't really, I guess, be having, not fun, but I really wouldn't be entertained. I would be bored. I mean, I do have other things to do, but Snapchat, Snapchat, you basically do everything. You share your life, you get to chat with your friends, even FaceTime. And throughout Snapchat, I feel like they actually care for you. They really do care for you. And I have a story. So I remember I had a streak. It was around 800, somewhere there. And I remember I didn't reply within 24 hours. I forgot. And I remember the next day I woke up and I was about to reply to my streaks. And I'm like, where is the number? I was like, I had 800 as a streak. So I was like, oh no, like what am I going to do? Like, how do I fix it? Like, what do I do? So I went on Google and I'm like, how to get your streak back. And basically you just contacted Snapchat, the team. And within like a day or two, they would contact you back and they were like, hey, we listened to your email or we saw your email and we wanted to tell you that you have your streak back. So I logged back into my Snapchat and guess what? I had it all back. And honestly, that made me really happy. I felt like they cared for me. I actually felt like, oh, look, they actually listened to my email. And another thing that's also really cool about it is that if you ever have plans with a friend, let's say you're like, oh, hey, I can't go anymore. And they're like, oh, why? And you're like, oh, I'm going to go. I can't go out. My parents just don't let me today. I got in trouble. And let's say you actually lied, which I've been there. I've done that a lot of times. So what I usually do is I'm out, right? And I'm like, oh shit, I need to Snapchat something. So I'll Snapchat it or whatever. And then I'm like, oh my God, I just realized they're going to look at my story. So they're going to think I lied. So luckily Snapchat has my back because I can just go and scroll up at their name and I can just, you know, choose them not to view my story for just that day, and then I'll be saved, and then I don't have to worry about them not, you know, looking at my story, and I can just go on through my day and I have to worry about it. And if you think about it, Snapchat has changed so much, where every day there's, well, not every day, but there's usually a new update once in a while when people go crazy because either they don't like it or either they do. I usually always like the update just because it's always interesting to look at the new updates, and once in a while I'll have something new to look at. And I honestly thank Snapchat for saving me, you know, saving me from not being bored. And thank you again for having the time to listen to my Snapchat. Hopefully I can convinced you to download the app, and I hope that this was an entertaining for you and kind of you get to see a little bit about how Snapchat has changed my life.